This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. As protests in Egypt turned violent yesterday, American network news teams appeared to retreat. After CNN anchor Anderson Cooper and his crew were assaulted by protesters, live on-the-ground reporting shifted to reporters overlooking the crowds from a hotel balcony. Now, I'm not advocating that anyone risk their life, but I did find myself glued to one network continuing to stream detailed, up-to-the-minute coverage of the clashes between pro- and anti-Mubarak supporters. Al Jazeera English has owned this event, with live video feeds from news crews and citizens, spot interviews, and uninterrupted, truly informative tweets. So why can we only find it online? Earlier today, we spoke to Aaron Barnhart, television critic for the Kansas City Star. Aaron's column yesterday named Al Jazeera English as the best cable news channel we can't watch on cable. Considering the network's deep reach throughout the rest of the English-speaking world, its 65 international bureaus and 24-hour broadcast cycle, why wouldn't it be considered essential to American cable news consumers?
The number of cable subscribers to Al Jazeera English in the United States is relatively small. And that's because most cable networks simply don't allot space on their systems for international news channels. I mean, there's not a lot of cable systems in the United States that carry BBC World either. So it's not that they're picking on Al Jazeera necessarily. It is true that that brand name, which is probably one of the most recognized media brand names in the world, in fact, probably second to the BBC, has a certain stigma here in the United States. But I think with the events going on in Egypt right now, and especially that Americans can see Al Jazeera's being cut off and blocked by this Egyptian regime, that sends a signal that, well, maybe they are actually doing a really good job of covering it, and that's exactly what the existing regime doesn't want.
We ask Aaron how we can most easily access Al Jazeera English on our own screens.
Since the 27th of January, Al Jazeera English has beefed up its video servers, particularly here in the United States, so that people can get it. They have a number of apps for watching it on your Android phone, your iPhone, or your iPad. And they also have, and this is pretty unusual, in fact, I think it might be unique for a news broadcaster, they've set up a Creative Commons license, so that video from Al Jazeera can be freely shared with other news organizations around the world. It's a very smart move for them. When other news organizations use it and put their imprimatur on it, then that signals to people that, oh, okay, this is not what previous administrations demonized as the voice of Al-Qaeda. This is actually an objective news organization that very aggressively goes after the news.
Well, I know that I'm not alone when I say that coverage has been riveting. For a link to Al Jazeera English, even just to take a look at its tweets, and to Aaron Barnhart's column on the outlet, you can visit our website, wordofmouthradio.org.